Letters from God and His Christ, Volume 1. Celebrate not those things of pagan origins. Stand steadfast against the winds of deception and lying. November 18, 2004. From God the Father. A letter given to Timothy, for he and his wife, and for all those who have ears to hear. Question asked by Timothy. Lord, should we still celebrate Christmas with our extended family as planned? Answer from God the Father. To you the truth is given. Lo, the truth is made known. Thus you and your family shall not celebrate on this 25th day of December, nor on the next. You shall never again celebrate this detestable holiday of men. And concerning those you love, who celebrate this day in these ways which I abhor, give them not its origins until it is finished. For now, accept their gifts with love and thanksgiving, though they remain in ignorance of many, many things. And on account of their ignorance, I do not yet hold it against them. Yet those things of sin and righteousness they do know, and this I have counted against them, until the day comes when they call upon my name through the forgiveness of the Son, accepting his sacrifice for the cleansing of their sins, for the day when all my chosen come to me in repentance draws near. Soon, oh so very soon, your loved ones will dedicate themselves to me, wishing to only do that which is right and good in my eyes. For I shall show great signs and wonders in all the earth and in the heavens. Then shall all the sons and daughters of truth know the day is truly come. Behold, they will call upon my name in great trembling and fear, and with much weeping, for they had known all their lives, deep within, the truth of who I am, yet continued to deny me. And now that I am come, do they weep loudly, falling to their knees, humbled, realizing that indeed their Creator and Redeemer lives. Let their hearts melt and receive healing. Let all lying and deception flee from them. Let their eyes be fully opened and their ears unstopped. And with their mouths, let them sing praise and glory to He who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. For I am coming quickly, with truth and salvation in my right hand, and judgment and death in my left. Behold, the time of harvest is upon you. Look up, O children of Zion, for the horsemen begin their ride. The first already sits upon his mount, holding his bow. Woe, woe, woe to the peoples of this world, for the winds of deception and much lying blow upon the face of the whole earth.